Okay, I'm sitting in my kitchen with Marilyn Ginsburg.
Marcia Ginsburg.
Okay.
Take two.
With Marcia Ginsburg, who grew up on Major Street. And her friend, Marilyn, who didn't grow up in the neighborhood right here, but would like to make some contributions because you went to the JCC, which was the Y, and you went to the school around. So you're welcome to make some contributions.
Okay.
Whatever was really relevant to this to this neighborhood. So what I'd like you to start with, Marcia, is just to tell me where you lived, the street you lived on, and the ages that you were, and the years.
Okay, I was born at 169 Major Street, and I lived there from 1942 till we moved. I was about 16 or 17.
In 1942, you were very young.
I was a baby.
You were born. Okay, so you were born on Major Street.
I was really born on Major Street.
Right. As your family grew, how many of you were living in that house?
There was eight of us, and we had tenants living upstairs.
Okay.
And one bathroom.
So there were 10 of you living there.
And one bathroom.
And how many, who did you share a room with?
My two sisters.
Uh-huh.
And my three brothers lived in, shared a bedroom in the attic.
So three children in each room.
Yeah.
There were 10 of you and one bathroom. What are some of the memories you have of that? Bathroom?
Oh, God, I don't know. I really don't remember a lot. I just remember it was fun.
Yeah.
You know, it was a very busy household because I was the second youngest. So my three brothers... My oldest brother is 13 years older than me, so there was a lot of kids at my house.
Yeah, busy place, right? Do you? I mean, you were born there, but do you have any idea what made your parents choose this neighborhood?
Well, my grandparents lived on the street too. My grandparents lived at 85 Major Street, and my parents lived with them, and then they moved to 169.
Do you have any idea how long your grandparents had been there? Five years?
God.
10 years?
Ever since I can remember, they were there a long, long time.
Yeah.
My grandparents died in that house.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Please.
Her mother went to Lansdowne Public School.
Yeah, my mother did.
So your grandparents were there a long time.
Yeah.
They probably bought the house for $5,000.
My mother sold it for $9,000 when I was a teenager.
$9,000,
yeah.
And so your family has a very long history in this neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about anybody that lived on Major Street, the Bronsteins. I mean, everybody knew the Bronsteins. That was my maiden name. Yeah.
Were there a lot of families that had six children? Or what was the average size?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. So your family was bigger than most.
Yeah, because my grandparents had six children, too. Yeah. So
you had a lot of cousins, I'll
bet. Yeah.
Did they live in this neighborhood?
No.
No?
No, they didn't. No, one of my aunts moved to California. I don't even know where my other...
But as children, when you were 2 and 4 and 6 and 8 years old, were your cousins, some of your cousins living in this neighborhood?
No, but they used to come and visit my grandmother all the time, you know, because my grandmother lived there.
Right, so you saw them.
Oh, yeah.
But they chose to live, obviously, north.
Yeah.
You can't go too far south from there.
No.
North wasn't that far, though, in those days. Not in those days. St. Clair was north.
Yeah.
When we were... I think there was... 400,000 people in Toronto when I was about 9 years old.
Yeah, so it's grown a lot. Where's your family from originally?
My grandparents emigrated from Poland, and they came to Ellis Island, and my mother was actually born in Brooklyn, and then my grandparents came here.
And your father?
My father's parents were from England, and then they came here and had I'm not sure if my father was born in England or he was born here. Mm-hmm. And then my mother obviously met him here.
So your family, you had a busy home, But you didn't live with your grandparents from the time you were born.
No, when I was born.
And who were the other people? I mean, you had a big family. Who were the extra people that brought it up to 10?
The tenants. We had tenants that lived upstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe and Ida Singer. I still remember them. Yeah.
How many kitchens did you have? Did they have their own kitchen?
Yeah, they had a kitchen upstairs. Uh-huh. Yeah. And we had the picture of my kitchen is there, yeah.
Yeah, and as I said, I'm going to take a picture.
Yeah,
of that. Who made up this community at that time? What religions, ethnic groups?
Everything.
But just, okay.
There were black, there were Chinese, there was Japanese, there was, like, we grew up with everybody.
But there weren't that many Chinese, Japanese, and black at the time.
No, but there were. There were, like, Normie Cook, there was the Marshalls, there was the Shimotos. No, but I'm saying, but on our street, it was a small street, but there was, we grew up with everybody. There was no prejudice or anything. It was,
whoever else was there, are you saying it was predominantly Jewish?
It was predominantly Jewish, but I had a splattering.
Yeah, listen, it was
there was holidays the holidays came, Lansdowne School, how many kids were there? They closed the school, pretty well.
Yeah, okay. But there still was other...
There were others.
There were others.
But you're saying you lived together. You lived well together.
Oh, yeah.
The kids played in school and...
Yeah.
Oh, what about languages? What languages do you remember?
I only remember English. Uh-huh. The Japanese family, they spoke in their family, they spoke Japanese, but the kids spoke English. Mm-hmm. The Nishimoto's, Kenny and them,
See, in my area, my mother and father
Jewish,
spoke Yiddish.
More Yiddish, yeah. Well, my grandparents spoke Yiddish.
Yeah, but you're third generation.
Yeah.
Do you know who lived in your house before you?
No, because I was born there, so
folklore. The school that you went to, you said it was mainly Jewish children there. But you said then that on the Jewish holidays, the school was quite empty.
Oh, yeah.
Where did people hang out?
We played on the street.
Garden theater.
Yeah, we went to the theater show. We played in the schoolyard.
Yeah, school
we used to play baseball in the schoolyard. But we played on the street, Like, the kids can't do that today. I know what my daughter, she says, if I take the kids for a walk, make sure you come in the house and nobody sees, But we used to play on the street. Nobody watched us. We just played.
Until they called you in.
We used to,
and what did you play?
We played hide and go seek.
Spin the bottle. buck how many fingers.
I remember what I used to hide. We had where they put the coal in the...
Oh, the coal bins, yeah.
The coal bins. There was a little well there. Mm-hmm. I used to hide in there. My husband used to hide with me.
Yeah, that was the days of the coal man.
Since you just mentioned your husband, just talk about how long you knew each other and when you got married.
He moved on the street when I was 4 years old and he was six. And we played as kids, and then as teenagers, we started going to the drive-in and started getting closer and closer, and then we got married.
At what age?
I was 20 and he was 22.
Wow. And when did you have your first child?
I was 22.
Wow. Yeah. So you did everything young. But you were friends with your husband from age were four and he was six.
Yeah.
It's an amazing story.
And we would have been married 50 years this year.
That's sad. That is sad.
But you had and like I told you, his sister married my brother.
That's fabulous. What about, since we're talking about language and all that, what about synagogues? What about shuls in the neighborhood?
The Londoner shul?
That was, the Londoner was on college until it burned down.
Yeah, but that's,
so that was on college.
That's where my brother got married.
Oh, cause next door to me on Cecil Street was the Ostrovsa, and I've got the booklet from way back when they had a booklet.
I want to stick to R this year.
Okay, I know, but that's where the synagogues
were. Yeah, that's where my brother got married.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Was the Nariver here? The Nerriver is here right now. It's on Brunswick, just north of Harvard.
The little one.
It's a little one.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think so.
I never heard of it.
Yeah,
yeah. I know the one you're talking about. Yeah.
What about... Okay, so you lived on Major. Just describe where you lived on Major, between what and what. What was the main street?
Just south of Harvard.
Okay.
And as a little girl, I used to play ball against the fish market. Oh, it was the fish market. There's a restaurant there now. It used to be the Harvard Fish Market. And I used to play ball against the wall.
Legend.
And I thought the place was huge. And now when I go there, it's like, it's so small.
Yeah. So talk to me, please, about the stores. So if you were closest to Harvard, that's what you would know.
Yeah, the fish market and the Harvard Bakery is still there. The Harvard Bakery. My mother used to give me a nickel, and I used to buy cookies, a whole bag for a nickel.
Boy,
now you can't even get a cookie for a nickel.
Now you couldn't get a quarter of a cookie for a nickel.
Yeah.
So Harvard Bakery and the fish, where was the fish store?
Right at the corner. But there's a restaurant there called Laurie or something. Laurie. Yeah, that was the Harvard Fish Market.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then across
kosher
the...
Kosher or not kosher? Oh, I guess fish does not have to be kosher.
Fish and, wasn't it? What's so his Jewish name?
Tony Fisher.
Yeah.
Fisher, yeah.
So the fish market and Harvard Bakery, any other stores?
Yeah,
that
across
time?
The road from the fish market was Orloff's grocery store. Whatever that is at the corner now, I don't know what it is, but it was...
That has had a number of different...
Yeah, well, it was Orloff's grocery store.
Uh-huh. So did your family shop there?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then across the road at Harvard... On the other side was Eisenberg's, was a confectionery store. And then across from that was a gas station. I don't think there's a gas station.
There's a gas station at Major.
In Harvard?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on the north east corner.
Yeah, it was a gas station.
Oh, so that's been a gas station for a long time. Yeah.
Wasn't there a kosher butcher, but that was up on
Greenspan's,
the
Greenspan's, that was Brunswick. Greenspan's was Brunswick.
And where?
And Harvard.
Oh, so there were quite a few stores.
Yeah.
Market and
Greenspan's Butcher, that's where my mother used to get her meat until my dad opened up a butcher store on Bloor Street.
Oh, yeah. On Bloor near where?
I don't, you know what?
But on this, between Spadina and Bathurst.
Yeah.
Your father had a, my
God. Yeah.
Did you work there?
No,
did you spend time there?
No, I was a kid. Yeah. I was a kid, yeah. Because my dad originally was a dress cutter. Like he was, you know, he used to make my mother clothes. He worked on Spadina. Yeah.
So what a change for your dad from a dress cutter to a butcher.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't really a butcher. He just...
He had a butcher shop.
He just had it. Yeah,
but he made a big, big change in his his work life.
Yeah. Wow,
that's...
I didn't know your dad had a butcher shop.
Yeah. Oh, something you didn't know.
No, I didn't know
she
that.
She knows everything. Yeah. This
one. Any other stores that you can remember in the neighborhood? Anywhere?
Sirlin's.
What's that?
At Ulster.
Uh-huh.
Ulster and Major.
Yeah.
Sirlin's. No,
it
wasn't at Ulster. It was just up from Ulster, where Mutty Greenberg lives.
Yeah.
There was a laneway, and there was a little store there called Sirlin's.
Another corner store kind of place.
And then at the corner of Ulster, there was another store. I can't remember what the name of that store was, but it was also a little grocery store.
So there were lots of little grocery stores.
Yeah. And I don't see any of them. Like, well, I'm sure they're not there.
Yeah, there are just a few. What about Kensington Market? How did that factor in?
That was my area.
Yeah.
No, but people often went there from here.
Yeah, we still go for a walk.
Yeah.
Okay.
So your parents, your family used mainly these little stores.
Yeah.
Did they use Kensington Market at all for shopping?
Did your mother buy her chickens there?
My mother might have. Yeah. My mother might have. I really don't remember.
Do you remember that the market had any impact or meant anything to you or your neighbors or your family?
Not really.
Okay.
Not really. But
there were a number of butchers here. You know, Marilyn, you mentioned... butchers are chickens, but there were a couple of fish store and and then your father had his own, of course.
Because people used to go, I remember they used to buy their chicken and then take it to the shite hut.
My grandmother had chickens in her backyard on Major Street.
Oh.
And she used to kill her own chickens.
Oh, tell me more about that. Oh,
I remember the chickens running around in the backyard.
And then were you ever with her as she plucked them and took the feathers?
No, goats. You didn't have goats.
No, not goats.
But your grandmother, and what did she do in the winter? I guess she just killed them all and you ate them.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So you didn't name them because...
No, they were pets.
You didn't. Yeah.
No, but that's what they did, you know, because she was kosher. She was like, she was religious. She wouldn't eat in her house. If she came, she brought her own dishes, my grandmother.
So she was kosher, but your family decided that they weren't going to do that.
Yeah. My mother was to a certain extent when we were little, but then she never kept it.
Talking about playing on the street, did you use the front porches? Did anybody use the front
porches?
Yeah. House. How?
Yeah, we just sat. Well, you saw my parents sitting on the front porch. We just used to, you know, it always seemed like it was
hot.
So big. Yeah, but it always seemed like it was so big. But when you look at it, or when you go by it now, it's so little. I don't know how, you know, with so many kids, I don't know.
You did what you had to do.
You know, we had this big chestnut tree.
Oh, yes,
the front,
chestnuts.
And my mother used to tie me up to the chestnut tree.
To make sure you wouldn't go on the street.
Yeah. And she used to tie like knots, and I used to undo the knots. But yeah, she actually tied me to the tree on Major Street.
I'm sure with all the kids around, you weren't deprived because there were kids to play with, even though you were...
Yeah, but if she, like, you know, my sister was younger than me, so I guess when she would put her to bed or do whatever with her, she would tie me up at the tree.
I'd leave you there. Nobody cared.
Nobody cared. Yeah.
What about the back of your house? Was there a
piece
of
backyard,
land?
Yeah.
And what was in the backyard, and did your family use it at all?
What did we use it for? We had, when you went in the backyard, we had a summer kitchen, like she was saying.
Yeah.
And then out in the backyard, we had trees, and we used to climb the trees, and we used to, we just play. And there was a laneway. We used to, you know, just play.
Just play.
But we climbed trees all the time.
And what kind of trees did you have? Do you remember?
Chestnut. We had a chestnut tree in the front.
Uh-huh.
The back, it was just a tree.
Junky tree.
Just a tree.
Junky trees.
And did they plant anything in the back? There was a tree, grass, so you don't remember any planting?
No.
Yeah.
My mother didn't have time.
Yeah, I bet.
You know, she had a lot of kids, and, you know, and she didn't have an automatic washer. She had a wringer machine.
I remember those.
You know, and with six kids, that's a lot of laundry.
Yeah.
I don't know how she did a lot of everything. A lot of cooking,
What about the back lane? You mentioned it briefly, but talk to me more about how everybody or anybody used the back lane.
We used to play.
Was it paved? Was your back lane paved? No. Okay.
Some were semi-paved, and some
were not at all. So yours was more kind of hard mud.
Yeah, I think so.
Did you have any drunks hanging out in the back lanes?
Drunks? No, not in our area.
Yeah,
No, it was.
And when you played in the back lanes, that was more hide and seek or tag.
Or we used to go down the lane to go to school. We would walk down the lane to go to school.
Uh-huh. So there were lots of kids walking down the lane, I guess, because it was quite high density.
Yeah.
What was the situation in terms of people having cars or not having cars?
After my dad, he went into the salvage business, so he had a truck.
The salvage, that was after the butcher business?
No, that was before.
Okay.
It was before,
so,
yeah.
So first it was the truck.
He was in the dress business,
and then
he went, and he, my brother went in business with him, my brother Harvey, and they picked up salvage, you know.
What does that mean?
Like junk, and they sold it.
Yeah.
People used to leave it out on the street, and they would pick it up and sell it. So he had a truck.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then we used to get everybody on the street. We used to go in the summertime, we used to drive up to Lake Wilcox. Do you know where that is?
No.
Just straight up Yonge Street.
Uh-huh.
You just keep going way up Yonge Street, and there's a lake there. You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, Lake Wilcox. We used to pile into the truck.
So like a half-hour drive?
Yeah, about a half-hour. Yeah.
So the kids would be in the back, and
the
parents
sit
would be
in the back of the truck.
I think you could at one time take a bus up there. You could take the streetcar till the end, and then get on a bus because
that's possible. But we used to go in the truck. Yeah. Did you ever come with us?
No. I didn't come with you today.
I know a lot of kids used to pile in the back of the truck. We just sit there. Yeah. You know, no seatbelts, no nothing, and just sit on the back of the truck.
Yeah.
It's amazing that we all survived.
There weren't as many cars on the road.
Yeah, true, true.
Did your father park in front, or was there a
garage?
Right
on the street. There was parking on both sides of the street, and it was a two-way street.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
And my little sister, she ran out from the car. She was running across the road. I was on the street. My sister was there, and she got hit by a truck. She went flying. And after that, my mother-in-law, she went to the city, and she had it changed to one way and parking on one side.
My mother-in-law did it.
Yeah.
Wow.
After my sister got in.
And was your sister eventually okay?
Yeah, she was okay. But, I mean, she's since passed away. But but my mother-in-law actually went and had that changed. So my sister was like maybe 3 when she got hit. 3 or 4.
Is it Sharon?
Sharon, yeah. Do you remember when she got hit by?
No,
you don't remember? No, but
I wasn't here.
Oh, right. True. Yeah. True.
Boy, that's quite a story. But your mother-in-law was a strong woman.
Yeah, yeah. I
mean, she wasn't afraid of the authorities.
No,
she made something.
Are you kidding? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it was your mother-in-law, not your mother.
Yeah, no, it was my mother. It was Alan's mother. Yeah.
What kind of education did you have
I went to Lansdowne, and then I went to Central Commerce. And I took business, you know.
And what about any Hebrew education or bar mitzvahs for your brothers?
My brothers all have. My mother was pregnant with me at my oldest brother's bar mitzvah. She was like, oh dear, he's 13 years older than me. Yeah, my brothers all. They went to the Talmud Torah in Brunswick.
After school?
Yeah.
Later.
Yeah, I went there too.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So all the children had some kind of after school cheder.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all did.
And you talked about the traffic, I mean, in terms of
it was awful.
Both ways and parking on both sides.
Yeah.
Were there
because there wasn't that many cars, so, you know. Yeah.
So what percentage of the people would you say at that time
had cars?
Yeah.
Not very many.
Really? So that's a big change.
Yeah. Yeah.
While you were living in that house, were there any renovations that were done?
Oh, yeah.
Do you see any changes now when you come to the neighborhood now?
Oh, yeah. We took a walk up down Major Street, and they were selling the house that I lived in. So No. This was when was that? A couple of years ago, years ago.
Yeah.
And we went in, and on the first floor, there was a living room. Like that picture, the wedding picture, you can see it was the living room, and then my parents' bedroom was in the middle, and then there was a kitchen, and then a summer kitchen. And when we went in, they had, like, the whole place was like all one big room.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they really changed it. Yeah, because they were small, the rooms, you know.
Well, the houses are now... This house that we're in now is 17 feet wide.
Yeah.
And some are a bit wider and some are a bit narrower.
Yeah.
This is wide compared to some of them.
Yeah.
And narrower. When I lived on Robert Street, our house was a bit wider there. And here it's 17.
Yeah.
Was the Fuss store across... Was it on Robert Street?
What store?
What was the name? Oh, Goldheart. Goldheart.
That was across from Lansdowne.
Yeah,
that was on
Robert Street.
Yeah.
Okay.
The little store.
So there were lots of little stores around.
This one was right across from Lansdowne Public School.
I remember that store with wooden floors.
Yeah.
I think they just closed that maybe 6 or 8 years ago. Yeah. Maybe less.
I just saw Goldheart.
Yeah, what's his name? Yeah.
Morty Goldheart. I was with my girlfriend. We went in. He's working in a furniture store.
That store lasted a long time.
They used to sell all the penny candies when we were kids, and that's where we used to go.
We used to hang out there.
Oh, yeah.
So it must have been filled with Lansdowne candy.
Oh, yeah.
It was directly across.
I know.
So you had it. If you had a nickel.
The school that's there now is not the school that we went to.
Oh, that's right.
That's a new school.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's a new school.
When did they, do you have any idea when they?
Yes, my sister was in grade 8. Her last year of public school was in the new building. Mm-hmm. They tore down. So
All I know is Lansdowne. When did we go to the reunion? It was
in the new
100 years old Lansdowne. Because my mother went there. Yeah.
Okay,
so there's a lot of history in this neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. Sheila was grade 8, and she was, I think, 11. 12.
Okay, you know what I want to come to talk about? The dating. What happened with dating when, say, when you were beginning 12, 14, 16? What were the dating patterns, or how did that?
I don't know. We used to go to the drive-in.
Uh-huh. You mean a group of you?
No, me and my husband.
Yeah. And what ages would that have been?
Well, he had to be 16 to be driving. Yeah.
And just generally
in
speaking,
55 Chevrolet. 55 green Chevrolet. I still remember the car.
Where was the drive-in?
Where was the drive-in?
Dufferin.
Dufferin drive-in.
Yeah. 400 and somewhere. There was one.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was quite far.
Yeah.
So do you remember anything, you can talk about this too, but dating, say, around 1955, that time? Any comments?
55 was 14. It wasn't really dating.
We used to go to the show. There was the garden show on college.
And the Bloor Theater. And the other one.
The Alhambra. We used to go and hang out at the show.
With a group of...
And I was involved at the Y. So there were Y dances. You didn't go to the Y that much.
Not that much.
No, I was involved. Yeah. I was in the club. So we used to hang out at the Y.
Did you do at the Y? What were the activities you did there?
There were club rooms. Uh-huh. So we formed a club, a group of girls. And they had dances. They had junior dancers, high teen dances,
used to go to the dance.
Yeah, so yeah. There were the dances. Yeah.
Nobody really went on dates. I don't remember going on dates.
Not till older. I was 16. Yeah.
We got married young, so...
Yeah, you did.
I was 17.
She was 17 when she got married.
You got married at 17.
I've been married 53 years.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So you got married at 17, you got married at 20.
Yeah.
Wow, you did get married young.
Yeah.
But in those days, it wasn't. It wasn't young.
How old were you when you got married?
Well, I got engaged when I was 20. And then I got married a year later.
So, not that much.
You know what? They figured at the 22, 23, you were an old maid if you weren't married. Really?
Yeah. But so the Y was, for you, Marilyn, it was an important place because it was a social place.
Yes. It was a home away from home for me.
Yeah.
Okay. It was.
Yeah. And you didn't use the Y very much other than for the dance.
No, because I was involved with my husband.
Right.
Yeah.
There's just a few more questions.
I don't know what happened to Shady.
Too bad. Maybe she'll still come. Anything more about any stores that you remember at all, or have you pretty well covered?
Stores, I think that's
or theaters. You talked about going to theater.
Yeah, there was the garden show.
Where that was on college. And what was that?
It was
a movie theater.
Next to the paint store.
And there was the Bellevue near Brunswick.
Yeah.
The Bellevue
that was
theater.
On college.
Yeah. Mm.
And there
also
used to be
a
movie theater.
And Becker's Delicatessen.
Across the road. But that was across the
best delicatessen ever.
Mm-hmm. And what were the favorite foods there?
They had a sauce they put on their pastrami.
Yes, how she still talks about it.
That was nobody has ever made anything like that. It was incredible.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
And there was a shoe store on the corner of Brunswick. What's the big shoe store?
David's.
David's was on the corner of Brunswick and College.
College.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That very expensive David's started off down here in college.
Yeah. And his father used to buy meat from Hushy.
Yeah.
My husband is a butcher.
Uh-huh.
So
he's a real butcher.
Yeah, a real butcher.
My father was a fake butcher.
Paid the bills.
Yeah. And there was there next to is it the Alhambra? No, the Blue. What's the one on College?
The Bellevue.
The Bellevue. Next to the Bellevue, there was a place that sold hot dogs, and they went round and round.
Welch's.
I don't know.
Welch's.
Yeah. Yeah.
So was that another kosher place, or that wasn't?
Yeah, they were.
Most of them were Jewish.
Yeah. And then my husband There was a club room above there.
My brother used to, Baldwin seniors and Baldwin juniors were
above there.
How were the homes heated at that time?
Heated coal.
Coal. Uh-huh.
So you do remember
the coal man? I remember the coal man. Oh yeah.
We had an ice box. We didn't have a fridge. I remember Speedy the Iceman. This little fat guy used to come and deliver ice to our house. And he used to put me up on the truck. He was in love with me. You know how certain things just stick out in your mind? Yeah. And I always remember him, Speedy.
I remember Iceman. Percy the Milkman, because Borden's Dairy was right, or whatever it was.
Were these horses?
No.
Yeah. There are two of them that I'm hearing here. So you're talking Marilyn. You're saying you remember something.
I remember Percy the Milkman who delivered with his horse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had milk delivered too.
Also, the horse.
No, it wasn't going. Horse. It wasn't horse. It was, he had a truck.
We were old fashioned.
Okay. So you remember the horse drawn, you remember the truck.
Yeah.
But the ice, was that was a truck?
Yeah. Yeah, he had the ice on the back of the truck.
So,
and he used to have these big tongs. And he would go like this and carry the ice into the house.
My brother-in-law delivered
ice. Very sanitary.
Yeah. And then the pieces that dropped off on the road, we used to pick them up and eat them.
But isn't that a wonderful memory?
What about the tarmac? When they tarred the roads, they did tarring or the roofs or whatever, and they get the warm tar and you chew on it. You don't remember doing that?
Oh, yeah. One other person mentioned that. Picking up the tar and chewing on it.
Yeah, like gum.
So you didn't swallow it.
No, you just chewed it.
It was black tar from the road.
Yeah.
Could you imagine people letting their children pick up black tar from the road today?
My grandson would probably do it. Yeah.
These are fabulous things that you're coming up with that are so different from today.
And the schmutte man used to go down the street and get schmutte.
You know, now that you say, Mr. Heinrich, he used to come to the house and sell, you know, like linens and stuff. And he used to come to the house.
He would sell those to you.
Yeah.
And your mother would sew things with that.
No. Like pillowcases and stuff, you know. He would come and be in his car and he would sell out of his car.
I'm talking about the rag man that used to go down the street in his truck. Not his truck, he had a horse and buggy. And he used to collect rags.
To do what?
I don't know what he did with them, but we used to call him the rag man.
And he would come with the horse and buggy, take the schmuttes, and you know.
Yeah, he disappeared. I have no idea. He's a little girl.
But he didn't buy them. He didn't buy them. He just took them.
Do you remember flour sacks? Did your mother not make towels out of the flour sacks?
No.
Okay.
No,
okay,
your mother was a sewer.
Yeah.
Her mother was a
seamstress. Tell me about that.
Well, when you bought flour, you bought it in a big sack, and it was like
woven material.
It was great for making towels. And I think just until a couple of years ago, I still had towels that had the flour labels on them.
Oh my God!
Well, her mother was a seamstress.
My mother was a seamstress.
Mother sewed
on the avenue.
What do you mean on the avenue?
Well, on Spadina.
I don't know where my father.
It was called the Avenue. I've never heard that before. Spadina Avenue, from
Queen up to
College.
No, Queen below.
Okay,
Queen
so it was
below.
Downtown.
Yeah, all those big buildings that they're turning into condos or whatever.
Yeah, they were all wholesale dress places. When I was 15, I got a job. I worked at Kingdon Spadina. And I used to get paid $36 a week. And I used to take my money and walk up Spadina and go into the wholesale
stores
and buy clothes with $36.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
That would have been around 19.
I was 15. 50. Yeah, that was my first job.
Yeah.
And I sat at a switchboard. And I had the thing and I...
That was real old-fashioned stuff.
I worked on Barton Street my Pearl Gottfried's brother had a cleaning store.
You never worked.
I did go. I was 14 years old.
You never worked.
I worked there until the landlord closed the place up.
What about animals? Did anybody have house pets?
We had dogs and they were, I don't know how many we had, but they were all named Bambi.
Uh-huh.
They were all named Bambi. And the last one we had, I'll never forget, she was on Harvard Street, and a car ran her over. And my mother went running up there, and I remember her carrying her, and the poor little thing died. It was so sad, but we always had a dog.
And did you ever have two or three at the same time?
No, but they always had puppies. Well, they had puppies, and my mother would deliver the puppies, and then we would get rid of the puppies.
Okay. So whoever you had at the time, that was another Bambi and Bambi.
Yeah,
and
they were always named Bambi.
So you always had puppies and dogs.
Yeah, we always had dogs, yeah.
Right. What about the rest of the people around?
My husband had cats.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't remember much else. No, I don't remember too many other animals.
Uh-huh.
But so we always had a dog.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Little
Elaine moved across the road from you.
Yeah, Elaine and Bernie Zeons and
Bernie Zeons.
Yeah.
I'm assuming from what you are saying, but I want to put. I'll make a statement and then ask a question. Mm-hmm. It sounds as if it was very safe, but I want to ask you about the safety of the neighborhood.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Other than my mother tying me up in the tree. That was just so she didn't lose sight of me.
Except for the Marshalls.
The Marshalls, yeah. There was a family, a black family that lived down the street named Marshall. And my brother was friends with the oldest one. And there was a young girl and another couple of brothers in between.
Muriel and Wally.
Muriel, Wally.
Well, Muriel had a face cut.
Anyways, they always treated us like I was their sister, you know, but one day my parents' bedroom was on the ground floor, and they always used to leave the window open, and my dad would leave his pants with stuff in his pants, I don't know. And they came, one of them came, and we knew it was them. They stole the pants out of the back
end
of the window.
So your dad had his wallet in the pocket, or some money in the pocket.
Yeah, and we always knew it was them. I mean, you know,
well,
but still, they were our friends.
But one of them robbed the place on College.
Yeah,
and they,
a dental place.
Dental place, yeah, with a
but
gun.
Still,
I think.
Were, but they, yeah. was, they were our friends. Yeah,
was oh no,
the, it was just,
the twin black girls. Did they live in this area?
I don't remember.
The ones that had their picture, the nude picture of them. You remember that? Oh God!
She remembers the weirdest thing.
And one of them got married. Was it Muriel?
She came to school. Restrained.
No, this is in this area.
They lived in this neighborhood. Mm-hmm. But generally speaking, you're saying, other than that family, that had some very specific. But generally speaking, considered it safe.
Oh yeah. Yeah, even I never thought of them as bad, but they were. But I never thought of them as that, you know?
Yeah. I think I've pretty well covered the topics that I was hoping to cover. And I'm going to take some pictures.
Okay.
These are lovely pictures that you brought. I'll take pictures and then I'll put them on my computer. But I'm wondering if, when you knew you were coming, both of you,
mm-hmm.
whether there were any things that you thought, oh, it'll be fun to talk about, whatever. So is there anything that we haven't talked about that you think might be interesting for us to have when we're talking about the neighborhood through the years where you grew up here?
Well,
either of you.
Well, there was the pool hall on above the Garden Theater, and a lot of the guys hang out.
Yeah, my brothers.
Yeah, tell her the story about the club. he went to jail. You came home. they raided.
Yeah,
what, they got raided.
No, there was the older boys had club rooms above some of the stores on College.
College
and Brunswick, that area, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they used to play cards, and God knows what else they did up there.
Didn't do anything dangerous.
No, anyway.
They never did drugs or anything like that. They just hung out.
So, you know, they played cards, so the police came and raided it while they were... Oh, yeah.
Sounds as if it wasn't very raidable.
Well,
yeah, there was nothing much going on, I think.
No, but...
What do I know? Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't drugs or anything. Yeah.
Maybe betting a little bit.
Yeah.
So is there anything else that, before you came, you thought would be interesting to talk about in your years from this neighborhood?
I don't know. My mind's not going back.
No, you've had some wonderful stories and wonderful pictures that you've conjured up for yourselves and shared them very generously with me. So I just
remember when I looked at the banister, I remember sliding down the banister. We always used to slide down.
Banisters are there for sliding.
Of course.
No, but that kind of thing. It's so visual and it's so much a part of our lives.
I remember my brothers, I told you they slept in the attic and they didn't want us to go up there. So they told us that there was a ghost up there and his name was Charlie. Every time we would try to go up there, they would say, Charlie's there. They would never let us come up in their bedroom. So the only time we could go up there, because there was out of the attic, out of their window, was a rooftop. Mm-hmm. And we used to go out on the roof.
So that was okay. But it must have been very hot there in the summer.
That's what I would keep going to say.
It
was awful in the summer.
Yeah, I'll bet.
We had a little, balcony.
Yeah. And we could go out on the roof. On the roof.
You had a flat roof in the back?
Flat roof.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The back of the, up from the attic, it was a flat roof.
But people wouldn't sleep out there.
No.
Yeah.
I did.
No, there was no, there was no railing or anything.
Well, there was around, see.
No, ours wasn't. There was no railing. You couldn't,
Well, I think before I turn this off, I just want to say thank you to both of you. Marilyn, you've just shared some of your experiences because you did use the facilities. Marcia, thank you very, very much. I really appreciate you schlepping down here.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
Sharing the stories, and I'm going to copy your pictures.
Sure.
I have one more thing. Remember the paint store?
Paint store? On
College, near the laneway where you walked up to the school. Yeah. Do you remember we used to always go in there? They'd give us the leftover books, and we used to make covers for our...
That again. They would give you books.
They would give us the leftover. The wallpaper came in books, wallpaper, samples.
We used to make covers.
So we used to make covers for our books out of that. Yeah.
Oh, so you had very nice book covers.
Oh, we did. We did. I mean, these are
Okay. Yeah. So I do want to say to both of you, thank you very, very much. It's been a pleasure, and it's been very helpful because we're getting more stories.
It's good stories.
You know, everybody has different stories. Mm-hmm. So together we're going to have...
Were they as young?
Yes, some yes. Some yes. And really, I don't want to be interviewing people unless they've been here at least 35, better even 40 years. So I'm meeting some people who came...
You know who lived on Major Street too? You know Harvey Brooker, the doctor, the weight doctor?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He lived on Major Street.
Oh, well, maybe I have to get him to
die. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just want to say thank you both very much.